Let's go to Washington, D.C., where we're joined on the phone by L.A. Kaufman. L.A. Kaufman is a grassroots organizer and movement journalist, author of the book Direct Action, Protest, and Reinvention of American Radicalism. And she is also an organizer with a group called Remove Trump. And it's one of the groups that are leading actions today in Washington, D.C., demanding witnesses in this trial. L.A. Kaufman, I thank you for taking time, I guess in a very busy day for you, to join us today.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. I hope the acoustics are not too bad. I am actually inside the U.S. Capitol. At the moment, I am directly beneath the Capitol Rotunda. I'm with a group of Remove Trump protesters who are on one of the Capitol visitors tours. So we've been crashing the visitor tours all afternoon with our Remove Trump messaging.
Okay, so you're on the second floor. I mean, literally, you're just feet away. I mean, not right next door, but you're not far from the chamber itself, the Senate chamber.
I think we're being led to the rotunda right now, and I am about to be in the rotunda as the senators are walking through on their break.
What has happened today, though? My understanding is the big demonstration has already occurred, and if you start protesting, right, just keep the phone on. We'll hear some of it. But what happened earlier today?
So a huge crowd today converged inside the Hart Senate Building atrium, where our group has been holding daily actions every day since Congress reconvened on January 6th. We have been holding space all these weeks, lifting up the demand for a real trial and for Trump's removal. Today, a huge array of groups joined us, from the Poor People's Campaign, Public Citizen, Vaughn, Women's March, many, many, many more.
How many people showed up?
Absolutely.
How many people would you estimate?
I guess it would be 2,000.
2,000?
So we completely flooded that atrium. Here I am right now in the Capitol Rotunda. We flooded the atrium. We have for quite some time been holding these silent formations, and today the Capitol Police would not allow us to do that. Protests are illegal in the Senate building, but there's all kinds of workarounds. And today they changed the rules on us, and we simply adapted. So what we did was we held a very powerful silent protest where we just swarmed around inside the building for a long period of time. We then left the building, marched over to the Capitol, where we all went up on the steps of the Capitol. After being addressed by Reverend Barber of the Poor People's Campaign. And we 44 people unfurled a huge banner with Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which is, of course, the impeachment and removal clause. This banner is 600 square feet, and 44 people were arrested engaging in civil disobedience in that protest, while the other thousands of protesters cheered them on from the east side of the Capitol. Since then, we've broken into smaller groups. We've, as I said, been crashing these Capitol tours. Here we are now, right inside the Capitol Rotunda.
Do you plan to do a direct action offices in the Capitol?
No, I mean, we'll define direct action. We are not planning to risk arrest on this tour, but we are all, let's see right here. Next to me is someone wearing Trump is guilty. Here's someone wearing Trump cover up on their shirt. Here's someone wearing bribery, extortion, impeach and remove. So we have these very visible, Trump is a danger to us all. We are right where the press and the senators are walking through.
That's right. And a lot of them are right there in Statuary Hall, too, right next door.
That's right. So we are just here being visible with our messages and our call for witnesses, documents, evidence, and justice.
Well, let me ask you quickly. Let me ask you quickly then, and we'll let you go and get to what you're doing. But, it seems once again up in the air as to whether or not there's going to be the 51 votes for witnesses. Last night, it seemed like there were. This morning, that's been put in doubt by John Cornyn of Texas, the number two ranking Republican in the Senate, who says he thinks he has the votes to avoid witnesses.
It's obviously a very, very volatile situation, and that's exactly why we're here, is to do what we can to represent the millions of Americans who are calling for that. they're calling for justice in this house. So,
all right.
Thank you so much for having me
on
the
show. Appreciate it. We'll come back to you if you guys keep it up over the days. L.A. Kaufman has been our guest, grassroots organizer and movement journalist and author of the book Direct Action, Protest and Reinvention of American Radicalism. She is part of massive she says 2,000 people are at the Capitol, and so protesting today, demanding witnesses. You are listening to live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. I'm Mitch Jezrich at the studios of KPFA.